There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
I'm Josin, and the song you're going to hear is called Oh Boy.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's performance is by an artist who's at the very beginning of her career. Josin is a German-Korean musician from Cologne who gave up her medical studies in Nice when she decided to switch her stethoscope for a synth. Earlier this year, she released an EP called Epilogue, which recalls the more skittish end of Radiohead's music, as you can hear for yourself in the three tracks that she plays for us today.
Poured out your love so unconcernedly, kiss my wrist. To fall, my shining love, you will be cold.
Josin, or Bella, as you are known by your friends and family, thank you for coming and playing for us today.
Thanks for having me.
I know that your music career kind of started when you were studying medicine at university. What made you decide to stop the science and go down the music route?
I think I was at a point where I realised that I couldn't do both. Like medicine, you need really 100% commitment, and music as well. And yeah, I knew if I didn't do the music, I would miss it my whole life probably. And it was a hard decision, especially towards my parents. And like, yeah, but in the end, I'm really happy that I quit medicine for the music.
But your parents must have been fairly understanding because they're both opera singers, aren't they?
No, it was not at all like this. It was they were hoping that her child would do something better than them. But no, not better, but
different.
Like, I mean, yeah, they wished for a steady income for the child, of course. And making music is probably one of the most beautiful things, but it's not like really, you don't follow a steady path. And I think every parent wants this for their child, maybe. And as they are musicians both, they know maybe how difficult this path can be.
But they must be fairly supportive now that
they
you're doing
are.
It.
Yeah. They are, yes.
And so then what was it like growing up with your parents? Because you had a Korean mother and a German father, and they're both opera singers. What was the household like where you grew up?
It was crazy. We there was singing and music in every corner, of course classical music, and I had the best childhood, but it was really, really crazy, and playing around in opera houses and barely no contact to pop music. So this is actually something that I discovered quite late.
So when did you come to the more pop side of things?
I don't know, maybe when I was 14, 13 or something like this.
And what were the artists that got you into it?
The Beatles, Michael Jackson, and it was a mix of a lot of things. Even Björk at that young age, I loved her. And yeah, and it was mainly through CDs that I borrowed from my godfather's CD collection.
And I think I can hear, I mean, a lot of sort of Radiohead influences, mm-hmm. maybe a bit of cinematic orchestra kind of things.
Yes.
What do you listen to now?
I listen to Radiohead, of course. I love this band. But I actually don't listen to a lot of music. I don't know if this is maybe related to the fact that I do music. And it's always like I listen to one band and then I kind of like, I eat them up and I'm totally inspired by them. And yes, of course, Radiohead is one of the greatest bands for me. But I listen also to Björk, to Sigur Rós, to Bon Iver. I listened a lot to Lauryn Hill when I was younger.
Oh my, you'll pick it. Oh,
The next song is called Feral Thing.
You grew up in Cologne and you went and studied in Nice and you're signed to a Swedish record label and you shot your video in Slovenia. Your career's been quite sort of nomadic so far. Is travel really important to you?
Yes, it is. Yeah, totally. I like both sides of it. On the one hand, you have to leave your comfortable zone, your studio, you know, and give all of that up to be on the road and just with simple equipment. But sometimes for songwriting, this is also very, very good to have limited equipment, so you don't have the luxury of, I don't know, compressors or stuff like that, but you're given inspiration through nature, through people, new people that you meet.
Talking about your video in Slovenia, it was for the song Feral that you played today.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful, and I know that you made it yourself with your boyfriend, and neither of you are filmmakers, you just sort of went and did it, but you would never know. How did you find that location? It's incredible.
We just decided that we want to actually explore Slovenia, and I just knew, okay, I have to deliver a video, so let's combine that. And I don't know, we just packed the camper and we drove over. And we stopped at the most beautiful place, and then, well, he's fly fishing as well, so this always leads you usually to very, very beautiful places. And within a couple of days, we really found beautiful places, and then we just started shooting. So I had a rough idea of what I wanted to do in the video. I even trained some dance moves.
Well, we should explain what it looks like. It's sort of, you're in, it's almost like a gorge in these amazing rocks through a stream, and you've... The camera's kind of flying overhead, and you're dancing, climbing up rocks and dancing.
Yes, we filmed everything with a drone, and it was actually also the first time that he flew the drone. So it was really something like very spontaneous and in the moment.
I think you should sell it to the Slovenian tourist board. Maybe they would commission a whole series.
Yeah, maybe.
It made me want to go. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And is that something you like, having creative control over all the different parts? Because I know that you self-produce. Yeah. I know that you made the whole video yourself. Do you like to have control over that from start to finish?
Yes, I really, really like this. But on the other hand, now I have to deliver songs, and so I really feel that it's getting a lot. I get help when I'm mixing, so this is really not something that I'm really, really, really good at, but at least I try. But yes, I like to have the full control. The next song is called Midnight Sun.
Waiting for.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guest was Josin, and her EP Epilogue is out now on Dumont Dumont Records. Find out more information at josinmusic.com. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week for music by neo-soul singer Jordan Rakai, but for now, thanks for tuning in.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.